Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One, two, three, a four, a one, two, and a zero. What do these mysterious numbers mean? Does anybody know?
One.
Say the numbers again.
One, two, three, four.
I don't know.
And then a one and a two,
nope.
And then a zero. So essentially a four, a two, and a zero.
Oh, is that today?
Wow, man. Is it? Oh, it is.
It's totally
April
forgot.
20th. My computer says it's 4/20/2021.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, you don't say.
Wait, I just saw you at the park, right? Down the common there? The square? King Square?
What, like just after 4?
I think so.
Maybe like 4/20 or so?
You get, oh, that's right.
Where there was like a thing?
And I gave a speech.
And people were there. There was like a microphone with an amplified speaker, and like a bunch of people showed up.
Yes, I believe so. Oh, yeah, I spoke.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Both of you guys
spoke. Yeah, you spoke too.
Yeah.
I didn't speak. I remained silent.
No, you know, you're of a strong and silent type, Captain. I didn't respect that.
I didn't speak, but I did inhale.
I may have partaked in some sacrament.
In case you listeners are wondering what the heck you're listening to, it is the Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live. And I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Joa.
And Vincent.
And happy to have both of you guys here doing the show tonight, particularly on this day. We did have a thing in the Keene Circle, which is officially known as the Keene Square.
Central Square.
Despite the fact that it is circular in shape.
And it's a we had to continue the tradition.
Leave it to the government to name something incorrectly.
Well, you know, it's like public square, you know, perception. But
it's in the town square, but the town square is a circle.
Oh, and it's where important things happen, like today's rally. And it's there's been 4/20 rallies, I believe, or some sort of at least get-togethers for in Concord and in Keene for the past decade, right?
Yeah.
Or something. And, you know, the 4/20 movement, at least from what I saw and what I heard people talk about at the 4/20 rally in Concord the year of decrim, was that the movement was going to and eventually did sort of run out of steam because a lot of people were just happy the way things are with decrim. But Ian and Nobody, right, they never settled for that, right?
Yeah, they didn't revenge.
They never gave up on never gave up on 4/20.
It was only partially decrim. It wasn't fully decrim.
So and it depends on which definition of decrim you use. If you use the everyman definition, where if you say decriminalize, that basically just means it's no longer criminal to do anything with this thing, right? But if you use like a city or a, you know, county or a state definition of decriminalization, it's a whole different ball of wax, because what they mean is, well, it's still a crime, but it's going to be the lowest priority of all of the things that we prosecute. So you can still get written a ticket for it. You can still get a fine for it.
You still want their money.
You still want their money. You could likely even get like a warrant if you like don't respond to the ticket or something like that. But it's going to take a really long time. Not like it doesn't already for government, but they're just putting it at the way, way bottom of the list. And I don't like that definition at all, because to me, that does not meet the definition of decriminalization.
Well, the Keene PD didn't really care much about it today. I saw them drive by a little bit later on in it, and he didn't really pay attention. But
I mean, there's been more debauchery done at nightcaps, right?
Yeah.
It did smell pretty strong there. Like I smelled it from across the street. So I guess you guys certainly made your presence known.
Well, that's good. Anybody with
but it wasn't purely a 4/20 cannabis related rally. Also, it was for awareness for the Crypto Six, awareness for Ian and Nobody, who are currently in jail, but. Ian was happy to know that people were still, you know, getting together as a community and stuff. So this was something for them to raise awareness. We had signs, We had chalk.
There were a couple of signs. People chalked up some sidewalk. Joe, you did a thing on the sidewalk. I got a nice photo of that.
Just the plant.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's all it is. For those of you out there who are, you know, maybe thinking about, what are these guys talking about, marijuana? Yeah, we're talking about marijuana.
Cannabis. I like cannabis
particularly. This is a plant with which, even if you extract the thing that makes people get high, if you extract that from the plant, it still heals. It still has many, many uses, including textiles and rope and, you know, all sorts of fun things that can be made out of it and with it. It can be made into clothing. You know, I mean, there's so many different uses for this particular plant that, you know, even if you take out the part where, like, oh, people like to smoke it because it makes them feel good and relaxed. If you take that part out, the plant is still one of the most amazing plants on the planet.
Oh, yeah, and CBD is legal in quite a bit of states.
Everywhere, yeah.
Oh, everywhere?
Well, I mean, it seems like it anyway. I don't know how many states.
You could get it online easily.
Very easily.
So, like, half of the, you know, half a plant is legal anyways.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it grows everywhere. So it's, you know, it's hard for them to really stop it. And I was actually talking to someone there about other things that you can just easily find that we consider weeds that you probably walked by today. Easily walked by today.
Such as?
Wild lettuce.
I was going to bring up lettuce. Actually, for a couple of different reasons. One, just as an analogy, can you imagine if something as innocuous as a head of lettuce were illegal for you to grow and or consume in however, whatever way you saw fit?
And it's not like someone just plants it there. It is literally growing wild everywhere.
But I also had another reason for mentioning the word lettuce, because if you like funk music, groovy funk music with no lyrics, just a band doing funk and groove, check out the band Lettuce. They are my favorite 420 band currently. And possibly even of all time. That's high praise coming from the captain. And I'm a heavy metal guy, so you know that these guys are super groovy and super funky if you find me blipping and bumping my head to these guys. So, Lettuce.
I want to see the head of the DEA and, you know, all these presidents, including Biden, who, even though, you know, the Democrats control the judiciary, they control the Senate, they control the House of Representatives, they control the White House, they still have a hard time getting marijuana legalization passed. And even if it's able to pass the legislature, Joe Biden most likely will veto it or any sort of attempt to reschedule it. So I want to see Joe Biden and the head of the DEA and all these people tell God that he should go to jail for growing marijuana, because God, you know, it grows naturally, right? So God is, you know, God is the number one grower of marijuana in the planet.
Look, the reason why it's not going to go federally, and the reason why it takes so long for states to do it, because they're not realizing the mechanism or the ability to control it in their state. That's why it's not happening federally, because they don't know how to control it. It literally grows everywhere, guys.
I don't know if they'd be able to arrest God, quote unquote, right? But I'm thinking maybe nature. Right? Maybe they could arrest nature.
Agent Orange, yeah. Yeah, you know, the government made a device that genocides nature. Agent Orange destroys foliage.
That's true, it does. And then maybe what about
maybe they're trying to summon Satan. That's probably close to
Satan?
Satan.
Well, that's why we're always attacking the Middle East. Yeah, yeah, try to get Gog and Magog at war and fulfill some prophecy.
I don't watch hockey at all, but I know that there's a hockey player named Satan, S-A-T-A-N. I know this because a place that I worked at, a guy would show up, you know, during hockey, you know, whenever people wear their sports ball shirts or whatever to support their team. He would show up wearing his Satan hockey jersey. Even though it's Satan, right, you know, at work, because he could, because of the dichotomy there. So.
There's a type of artificial meat. I don't know what it's made out of. That's literally called
slime.
Satan. It's like S-E-I-T-A-N.
Oh, yeah.
At the college, it's literally pronounced Satan.
Ugh. Yes, on a bun, on a stick.
Well, they made it into ribs, and I mean, if I was very intoxicated, it probably would have tasted passable, but I was not at the time, and it was not. It was actually disgusting.
Wow.
In my opinion.
I mean, I guess if it was 420, you might wolf it down.
No, that would make me even more sick.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah, you know, purge it. You know, the good nature purges the evil artificial.
I find that when I get the munchies on the 420, that, like, even the crappiest food tastes amazing.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing. I really wish Ian and Nobody were there. Nobody has been doing this since 2009. So, I've, you know, this is his his baby to take care of.
I think they can hear us. I think they're listening right now. And if you are, you guys are definitely missed. 603-283-6160. Something about a decision in Chauvin.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the talk radio program that's nationally syndicated on some, web streams, a whole bunch of them, and even a couple of satellite places where you can call in and talk about whatever you want. Now, I'm pretty sure there aren't a whole lot of programs on planet Earth that make that claim, much less deliver. So if you want to join the conversation, the telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Tonight, I am your host. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Joe
and Vincent.
We've been talking about, well, what day it is, man. Because, well, it's April 20th, and some people know that as 420. What is 420? What's the meaning behind 420? Well, if you go to the magic rectangle in your pocket and ask that very question, you'll find out very quickly that 420 is cannabis culture slang for marijuana and hashish consumption, especially smoking around the time 4:20 p.m., and also refers to cannabis-oriented celebrations that take place annually on April 20th, which is 4:20 in the U.S. form of the date.
That sounds like a very Google answer.
It's exactly what it is. I was just trying not to mention the source for which the answer came because, well, I don't like that particular company.
I don't either.
Well, you know the story behind why, like, you know, the numbers 420, from what I've heard, I think it was on, like
so, I mean, there's a bunch of, like, urban legends, like, oh, it was the police code for marijuana. Like, 390 is drunk and disorderly, and 420 was marijuana.
No, I think what I saw was that, this is, you know, whichever group that popularized it, it was their classes, or they were all free after four, and they would go to the woods to consume cannabis, and it would take them 20 minutes to walk to the woods, so they would all end up usually, you know, smoking cannabis at 4:20.
Of course.
I would say there's very, probably many coincidences on that, and everyone's going to be like, hey, you started 4:20. But I would say, you know, generally it's
apocryphal.
Maybe it's planting season.
Duck season! Planting season, duck season. So I get my Elmo Fudd on. No, nothing for Fudd.
No, I'm sorry.
Hydroponic season.
Oh, no. There you go. Now you're talking. All right, we teased this at the end of the last segment. It is probably the biggest news in the nation at this particular moment. This from Time.com. Derek Chauvin is found guilty of murdering George Floyd in a milestone for America's reckoning on race.
Very unbiased way of, you know, very, very impartial way of reporting on it.
It's a big sentence with a lot of words, but the basis of it is Derek Chauvin found guilty.
That's such a fresh breath of air. I say that because it's really hard to get cops convicted of
super difficult.
Very hard. And there's many, many that have deserved it and that didn't.
Well, I don't know if in this case he should be convicted of murder, like, as in, you know, it's for the murder of George Floyd. I watched a lot of the streams of the court proceedings, and, you know, they played, like, you know, the body cam footage and, you know, people's footage. And
the knee on the neck and all that?
Yeah, but also, George Floyd, he ate a lot of drugs, right? I mean, and, you know, his drug dealer pled the fifth, so we didn't hear from him. And when, it's like the toxicology report of George Floyd, it showed that he had, like, a lot of fentanyl, a lot of meth in his system.
Okay, to play the other side of that, is that maybe the cops should have known that these things were in his system. I'm just saying they didn't assess the situation properly. Someone that was only hurting himself and it used a fake 20 ends up dying. Like, this is what it needs to come down to. Like, are we just going to let them, you know, kneel on our necks just because, and then are they going to look into our personal past to determine if it's justified or not? I don't think so. No, everyone deserves to live, even those that are abusing whatever you want to do.
Human rights don't end because somebody has a questionable past or, you know, certain things rolling through their system that other people might not. I mean, I think the average American right now probably has 5 to 7 different drugs coursing through their veins at any given time.
But this is they're trying the man for, trying the guy for murder. I mean, for something like, you know, following orders is no excuse, or, you know, enforcing the law is no excuse, but I mean, something more akin like a manslaughter or maybe, something, but I mean, just straight up murder for like George Floyd. He didn't force George Floyd.
What I heard is he's charged with three counts and he was guilty on all three. One was murder, one was also murder, and the other one was manslaughter.
So, I mean, you know, like double murder charges. I mean, that's where I think that it's to please a crowd, right? And there's a lot of, and, you know, which actually we haven't prepped for later. There's a lot of there's a lot of debate on how much the riots and looting and just the destruction of Minneapolis and many other cities in the United States had to do with affecting the jury's decision, even though they were, you know, ordered by the judge not to watch the news.
Well,
and how threatened too? They were doxed by I forget which outlet it did, but they like have profiles. They have profiles of the jurors.
Yeah,
I think I was talking to you earlier, and I don't know. Did you allude to like there would be riots? I think.
I wondered.
I think if this decision went the other way, there would be riots right now.
Oh yeah,
we would be talking about the riots going on in Minneapolis right now instead of the fact that this guy was convicted of murdering George Floyd. An outpouring of emotion, says Time.com, and cheers erupted outside the tightly fortified Minneapolis courthouse. Tightly fortified Minneapolis courthouse, mind you. So they were doing prep.
Oh, they've been doing prep for a couple years now.
Where the jury found Chauvin guilty on second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. So it was murder, and man's laughter, as I like to say, because I imagine the apostrophe in there every time I read the word. Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, was handcuffed May 25th, 2020, while Chauvin, who is white, pinned him to the ground by his knee for more than 9 minutes. Floyd verbalized that he couldn't breathe more than 24 times and he writhed face down in agony, according to the prosecutors and footage of the incident, which touched off a nationwide reckoning on race and the largest sustained mobilization against racial injustice in recent memory.
Yeah, I'm surprised that there isn't more of unity around the country, and people are like, yeah, this is what we want to hear. We want to hear that the people that are supposedly enforcing the law are actually, you know, they're breaking the law, obviously, and now they're actually being held by their own system. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, accountability is huge. Now, this is, you know, one out of thousands of times, in my mind, at least, since I've been doing listening to Free Talk Live, where, you know, it goes the other way, right? The police generally investigate themselves, find they did nothing wrong, and then let the guy off, or, like, he gets to, you know, sort of be let go from whatever city he worked in and go get another job as a cop in another city.
But now they're going to be rolling out the troops, right? Is that what they've already done? At 6 o'clock, they started rolling out troops. 3,000 troops out there. Why?
Heavily fortified Minneapolis. We can talk more about that. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. More Free Talk Live.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all counts for killing George Floyd, the jury convicting him of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. Activist B. Graham was outside the courthouse when she learned of the conviction.
And it feels like we can take the day to celebrate that we're finally getting a taste of justice, and then tomorrow we move on to Dante, and we keep doing this until they give us what we need across the board.
Chauvin was taken into custody and will be sentenced at a later date. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is ridiculing the White House over its insistence on not officially calling the surge of illegal immigrants at the border a crisis.
The most resolve, the most strength that this administration has shown on the border has been their commitment to their talking points, their refusal to call the crisis a crisis.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the floor Tuesday. USA Radio News. An audit of the 2020 election taking place in one state.
The Arizona Senate will begin a major audit of the 2020 presidential election next week, with results likely to be ready by mid-May. What's odd about this, the Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors refused to cooperate, and it took the Arizona Senate 2.5 months to win a court battle to uphold their right under law to ensure election integrity. The Arizona Senate has hired 4 companies to audit the election results in Arizona. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Lawmakers are sparring over efforts in Republican-led states to change election laws.
This is a full-fledged assault on voting rights, unlike anything we have seen since the era of Jim Crow.
During a Senate hearing, that's Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock from Georgia. Meanwhile, Utah Representative Burgess Owens not liking the Democrats' reference to Jim Crow.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen. Listen to the nationally syndicated talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number in the studio, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Joe,
and Vincent.
We've been talking about, well, the either chauvinists or not chauvinists, I guess, right? So either you're happy that Chauvin is found guilty, and that makes you a chauvinist.
That's a very unfortunate thing.
Yeah, I'm just making crap up now. I'm attempting to be funny. It's not going very well.
At least they're having dance parties, and they're not rioting right now, okay?
Dance part? Is it like Ferris Bueller's Day Off with like a parade and a float and all
yeah,
that?
But we're still blocking the street, or for the road, rather, not just the street, still blocking the
roads.
So people who have to go to work, people who have to go home, they have to wait.
And it's like, what, a 2-hour difference between here and there? So it's 7:30,
6:30, 5:30. But dancing, guys, yeah. Dancing is illegal, though. In bars, or no, no, they pulled the mandate.
It certainly
they pulled the
yes,
mandate.
For not social distancing, you're right. This is a terrible. Send a riot squad right now. Separate them. Separate these people.
They are not socially distancing. During the break, Vincent, you had asked about, does this article from Time mention sentencing? And so I did a search, and yep, it sure does. Here's what it says.
Chauvin, 45, appeared concerned behind his mask, his eyes darting side to side as the verdict was read. Like, that's relevant to anything. Second-degree murder, the most serious charge, carries up to 40 years in prison. Chauvin was remanded and let out of the courtroom in handcuffs. He's due to be sentenced in 2 months.
So they convicted this guy of double murder, and he's facing less time in prison than Ian?
for some innocuous Bitcoin transaction.
So I think all the listeners out there should try to spread the crypto6.com, because of more ridiculousness like this, you can, you know, murder somebody and probably have less jail time than being peaceful.
Yeah, than, you know, peacefully interacting with other human beings. Meanwhile, a large crowd that gathered outside the courtroom broke out in chants. "If we fight, we can win," they repeated. While marching, Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, told reporters that Tuesday's verdict means there will be progress for police reform. "Change is coming," she said, adding that she had felt confident the jury would find Chauvin guilty. I'm not sure how she can predict that change is coming. I mean, I predict change is coming, too, just not in the same way she predicts it. When the verdict was announced, Floyd's family and supporters were overcome with emotion and held each other with tears in their eyes. The Reverend Al Sharpton... Why is Al... Okay. The Reverend Al Sharpton said at a news conference, like, I mean, does this guy ever get any press outside of showing up at, like, one of these things that has really nothing to do with him at all?
Professional race baiting. And, you know, he was an FBI informant, too. He was a snitch. He's a career snitch.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
This is just for political clout.
Well, he said, "There's sunlight," Sharpton said before leading a prayer. "We're going to keep going." Okay. They're going to keep going, I guess.
He's going to keep grifting, keep fundraising off of dead people.
Wait, is he saying that cops are going to continue murdering?
I mean, he does say we're going to keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch more here about, you know, the witnesses they called and... You know, he goes into great detail about the trial itself, which this thing is all over the news. I'm very, very reluctant to cover, like, any of these details. Yes, it is the biggest news probably in the country right now, but, I mean, do we need to cover it here on Free Talk Live in great detail? Methinks not.
Well, I mean, I think it's curious that the media, out of all the people who get arrested for victimless crimes and get killed for it, this one case, which, I mean, in most cases would just be, you know, local news or state news, become like this massive nationwide thing where you're seeing holograms and stuff. I mean, this thing is being pushed very hard.
Oh, it certainly is. They do say a little more about medical experts called by prosecutors testified that Floyd died of low oxygen levels from being restrained by police and not directly from heart conditions or drug use, which the defense argued was the case.
It's funny seeing Chauvin sitting in court with the mask on, and I wonder if he's going to have to wear a mask the rest of his life. Cause
up to his execution.
I hope they double mask him, actually.
Many have described the Chauvin trial as a critical moment and an inflection point in American history. During the first day of testimony, Crump said the landmark case would be a, quote, referendum on how far America has come on its quest for equality and justice for all. If America were on a quest for equality and justice for all, it would immediately disband.
Well, that sounds nice. We would have peace.
Because then you would have equality and justice for all.
Are you saying if the people who create laws disappears, we won't have any crime? Like the ones that create laws for criminal acts, if those didn't exist, we don't have any more crime?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's how it works, right? So every time they pass a law, they're doing it because no one, the free market doesn't want to do it, so they have to punish us.
What I'm saying is that crimes will still exist, but what you would be doing is eliminating the largest criminal to ever walk the planet Earth. That is the organization type known as government.
I guess my point is that crime is a legal term, and that immoral acts would be more proper without government.
Yes, and you would be able to seek justice until you were satisfied.
Oh, I hope so.
Not, you know, have to, like, live or die with the decision of people that have never met you or anybody involved with whatever the transgression was. et cetera, and so on.
Right.
You know, there would be services you could pay to do all of this for you as well, because the free market would just interject where value is required. And boom, there you have it. So,
yeah, securities.
Let's go to Scott calling from Miami. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Captain Joab and Vincent. Thanks for taking
today?
My call. Today, of course, marks to milestone Derek Chauvin trial, but I'm going to tell you something. I still am not up. I still believe that horrific race wars will eventually explode across America. Even if this pacified somewhat, somewhere down the road, there'll be other things. And one of these days, it's going to really explode. And when it does, it's going to surpass the 1960s, like the riots, the bloody riots in Watts in L.A. in the 60s, and Chicago and Detroit. And talking about Chicago, you probably know that blacks are killing each other, blacks. This is worse than the days of Al Capone when white Italian...
Are they doing it with guns?
Yes. Oh, you mean the blacks in Chicago?
I'm just talking about, you know, Chicago at all. Are people, you know, killing each other with guns? Because Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws on planet Earth. Like, everything is illegal gun-wise in Chicago. Like, if you're carrying, like, a squirt gun or a Nerf dart gun or something, like, yeah, an airsoft or something like that, like, you're probably going to get shot by the police.
That's everywhere, though.
You wouldn't know. I mean, look at the news. Look at the podcast. All of these 7 people shot in Chicago, 10 people shot. You would know that they had strict gun laws. You wouldn't know that. But anyway.
How many people a day does government kill, Scott?
Many, many, many through neglect, starvation. I hate government. And I hate this government. And I want to tell you something.
But you only hate it because it's controlled by the, as you put it, the Zionists.
That is true. They do.
So if Vincent here controlled the government, would you be okay with government?
I would be okay with government if government was fair.
Thank
you. But government is not fair.
Wait, no. I meant Vincent specifically here, Scott.
Yeah, I'm 100% Aryan. I'm 100% Aryan, verified by science.
Thanks for the call, Scott. You are?
Yeah.
By science.
Well, I do have Native American ancestry, so I guess like 99% Aryan.
Here
I'm the Balls, Highlands, the Picts.
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join the conversation. More Free Talk Live coming your way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Like 420 or something, man. I don't know what's going on. Is this a radio station, man? Wow, I got headphones and microphones. You guys got headphones and microphones? Oh my god.
This is Free Talk Live, if you're wondering. It is the 420 edition. I am making fun of stoners, of course, because, well, I am one. favorite stoner snack, go. Joe.
Funyuns.
Favorite stoner snack, Vincent, go.
Sliders.
Sliders, all right. I am a sucker for nacho cheese Doritos, and you just dip them straight into sour cream.
Didn't you just, like, randomly say Twinkie out loud?
Well, early? No. It's what I had elsewhere, what I have elsewhere.
Oh. I'm
starting to get hungry.
Well, if you're hungry for cryptocurrency, you can visit Bitcoin.com, because Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. We've been talking about this article from time.com, which is also arguably the largest news in the nation at this particular minute in space and time. Derek Chauvin found guilty of murdering George Floyd. And so we've opined on many things. There's a couple of bits here at the end that I think were, you know, as far as time is concerned, a pretty good writing. Chauvin's trial has now made history in a city whose police department has a long history of racist incidents
and in a nation where criminal charges for police officers are rare and convictions extraordinary, as far as rareness is concerned. From January 2005 to March 2021, just 138 law enforcement officers have been charged with murder or manslaughter for on-duty shootings, according to an analysis prepared for Time by Philip Stinson, a professor of criminal justice who also directs the Henry A. Wallace Police Crime Database at Bowling Green State University. Of the 138 officers, 44 have been convicted. And while the trial was unfolding on April 11th, another black man was killed by a police officer in the Minnesota city of Brooklyn Center. It's basically Minneapolis. They keep making this distinction, but it's basically the same thing.
I thought this was happening in New York for like a few days.
Mere miles away from Minneapolis, which, you know, okay, it's like a neighborhood of Minneapolis, if you will. The fatal shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop sparked protests in a city already on the edge. Crump said Wright's was another black life taken unjustly by police, and he was deprived of the benefit of humanity.
Well, I think I know which way that case is going to swing, too. I hope she gets murdered. And
taser! That's a lady. Right?
There's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt. Yeah, she feared for her life. We shouldn't run up to someone's car, pull them over, and try to kidnap him. I think, you know, there's a moral, you know, perspective here.
And the reason he had a warrant was failure to appear for some other bench thing that he had going on. So, like, the warrant in and of itself is their excuse, but if you look at what the warrant was for, it was just failure to appear for some other bench-style, you know, thing. So,
and God forbid you have an air freshener, because that's what got him pulled over in the first place.
Well, that's according to his mom. He had called and said, hey, I'm getting pulled over, and she's like, why are they pulling you over? He's like, for the air fresheners hanging from my window or from his rearview mirror. So, what I do find interesting, though, I don't know which one of you brought this one in, but yes. This is from the U.S. Sun. George Floyd trial. 3,000 National Guard deployed in Minneapolis as ex-cop Derek Chauvin is found guilty of murder. Now, where did they deploy these 3,000 National Guard troops? Did they deploy them to
St. Paul and in Minneapolis?
Okay, but let's be a little more specific. Did they deploy them to protect the crowds of people that were gathering, or did they deploy them to protect the government buildings and such from the crowds that were gathering?
Oh, yeah. Or to protect private businesses from being looted and destroyed.
Well, sure. But, they've been fortifying their government facilities for a while now, not just because of this incident. Even before Floyd, I think there was escalation in riots, and they definitely had it barricaded and that sort of thing during the RNC in St. Paul years ago. So they've been building this up, and this is what government does. They're gonna fortify their infrastructure so they can just keep on with business. And even if they did get these buildings, their idea still is going to stay in place, especially when they roll out 3,000 troops.
And this is worded so strangely. Thousands of National Guard troops have been drafted into Minneapolis as the city braces itself for possible riots when the Derek Chauvin's trial verdict was given. Why would they use the term drafted?
I agree. Maybe no one wanted to do it, and they basically got a bunch of people that would do it. I don't know.
Like, usually it's deployed. So someone who's in the National Guard, you know, for two weeks a year,
yeah.
They say, okay, you're being deployed. So it could just be a poor choice in words.
Yeah. I'm not a military expert, so I wouldn't want to make any claim on the wording. But
well, it says Major General Sean Mankey said, more than 3,000 National Guard troops were deployed across St. Paul, Minnesota, in anticipation of possible unrest, the Wall Street Journal reported. Pictures show demonstrators gathered in Minneapolis as they waited for Chauvin's verdict to be announced. People were seen rejoicing with their fists in the air and hugging one another as it was revealed that Chauvin had been found guilty. National Guard troops being deployed came as countless protesters took to the streets when the closing arguments were heard on Monday, with demonstrators brandishing signs that read, "Blue Lives Matter," as they demanded justice for George Floyd. I'm sorry. There's, to my knowledge, there isn't a race of human beings that are blue. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you just saw that. I just showed you that chart of Chicago. There's blue people.
Are you talking about the Blue Man Group?
Yeah. They're over there in Massachusetts.
Blue Lives Matter. Oh, my God.
Blue Lives Murder, right? Isn't that what the protest was called?
Oh, wait. You know what? I did read that wrong. It does say Blue Lives Murder was one of the protest signs. Not Blue Lives Matter. Okay. Well,
I was wondering.
Yeah.
I was like, what kind of protest is this?
But either way, the argument could be applied. Like, are they a blue life? Or are they just a life?
Smurfs.
They're not a smurf. That's interesting that you bring that up. I made some passing joke about smurfs last night on the show as well. It was all smurfy. No worries. Shops and businesses have boarded up doors and windows as the Minnesota city transformed into a fortress over the weekend, with vandals smearing pig's blood and leaving a severed pig's head at the home of an expert witness for the defense.
What a waste of a pig.
I mean, you could have had a pig roast.
Ooh, those are nice.
I mean, yeah. More than 1,100 officers from public safety agencies across Minnesota have also been brought in to help stem any potential unrest as the city waited with bated breath over the verdict and blah, 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 blah. So they rolled in, you know, military people. They call them the National Guard, of course, but they've got all the fitting accoutrements, tanks, Humvees, you know, whatever you want to call
you could even
military-style rifles.
You could even mistake them for the police.
If they only brought in 1,100 officers and 3,000 guardsmen, that's only 4,100. I bet you this crowd, whatever that's protesting and cheering now and dancing in the street, there's probably a lot more of them. Just saying. Just want to put that out there.
Well, this article starts into the article we had to sort of segue into. In the early hours of Sunday morning, two members of the National Guard who were deployed, nay, drafted, were hurt in a drive-by shooting.
Ooh.
We'll find out more about that when we come back. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is next. 603-283-6160.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.